At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1196. If you notice my voice sounds like crap, it's because I'm sick. And welcome here, also Pete, all the way from Switzerland. What's up, Pete?
What up, dude? What up, man? How you doing?
Everything is good, man. Trying to recover from this this cold, man.
I hear you.
That's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
I get it. It's that season. You know, we're all so used to the hot sun, and then you hit us with a little bit of cold, and we don't feel as good anymore. That was... I think that might have been me like 2 weeks ago, right? Just
oh, really?
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling right. Still hawking it up, but you push on through. You push on through.
It's all good. It's all good. Paris is not going to be joining us on this episode, and but he will be joining us on the next one. So we have a lot of things to talk about. Pete, I'm going to talk about my journey with Elden Ring because I got the game early. I said to myself, I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna, you know, be frustrated on trying to pass these levels and all this stuff. But then I changed my mind the other day. I'm like, you know what? Everybody's talking about it. The game's getting great reviews. I'm just gonna go for it, and I'll talk about my journey. I have like 15 hours or so with it, so I hope you're ready for this. And I hope I'll change your mind, and maybe this will change your mind about playing the game.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't have the patience level like I used to in the past, and so I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know. It's gonna take a lot to make me want to play something to jeopardize my desk and keyboard.
Okay, we'll see later on. And also, I'm gonna be reviewing live on the show this pretty cool device, P. I hope you're ready to see this. This is the X screen.
Ooh. I thought you were about to say Steam Deck. I was going to just disconnect power off.
No,
and just
walk away. No. I'm not going to do that to you. Come on, P. I'm not going to do that to you. I did pre-order it, though. So I'm waiting for it. You know, I want to talk to you about that, about the what people have been saying about the Steam Deck since the release, and also some of the people that I got in early been talking about it and saying also this incomplete. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But yeah, all this and more here only on Gamertag Radio. Now, for those who are listening, head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. We have tons of episodes. Pete, we have like over 1,000. Over 1,000. I think now we're about to hit 1,200 very, very soon.
Episode 1196? 1197? I don't know. Some magic number.
This is 1197. Okay. 1197, yeah. We're doing pretty good, you know, with you know, the people that listen to the show. We have actually more people that listen to the show that watch it live. But, hey, this is like for like the hardcore fans. You know, shout out to Arctic. I see Tanya, Cool Kev, everybody that's, you know, always joining us. on Twitch. But technically, I've mentioned this too. We're about to hit 3 million listens just on Audioboom. Technically, in total, lifetime listens from the show since I launched, 13 million. Pretty freaking insane.
That's a wild number, especially considering
we're considered
a small independent team. So it's the fact that's a massive number. That's a massive number. We should be proud of ourselves, and we should be very, very, very thankful for all of our listeners around the world, not just in the United States, but Europe. Man, last time we checked those numbers, I remember we were like, we have listeners there.
I know. It's wild, man. Look, I hope one of these days I could talk about it, but I only will say this. For those who are like getting into content creation, you never know who's listening. You never know who's reading. You never know. That's what I would say, because the stuff that you do will help you in the future on whatever it is that you do. It could be for work. It could be for just opportunities in general, or maybe getting to an event or something. You know what I'm saying? So just be smart on what you post, and let me continue promoting the show. All right. So you could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Shout out to everybody that's been reviewing us, not only on Spotify, but also Apple Podcasts have been very, very helpful. Please continue if you haven't. It only takes a couple seconds. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Follow us, subscribe, and also post a review. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion, look, guys, we need questions. Shout out to Keon. He's always calling. And we have other callers I'm going to put here on the show that have been hitting us up to be part of the fan mail segment. But we need more emails or voicemails from you guys. All right. Now, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, P, so let's talk about Elden Ring very quick before we go to the regular news, man. So we received the game, I think, like 2 weeks before it actually came out. And I was worried. I was like, look, I know I'm going to get frustrated. People are very excited. I see our community members on Discord very excited about the game, right? And I'm like, damn, I got the game early. It doesn't feel right if I just review the game without going all the way in. So I didn't review it at all. I decided not to. I forget it. So then I'm getting my friends, everybody, my brother hitting me up. Yo, you're going to play Elden Ring? I'm like, damn, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know. Ree, I'm having a conversation with her too. You know, I get a candy from Trolley and Elden Ring edition that is not for sale. It has the game code there. That's like another code. I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? I got to play it. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to play it. So I've been playing it. First, I started on the PC. Then I started with the console. I've been playing better in the console for some strange reason. I don't know why. So I have there now 15 hours. And I found this boss. I think the boss's name is Margit, I think. Can't remember. Please. It is Margit?
Okay. It's everybody's worst nightmare in a video game.
Dude.
It's the first boss.
you want to hear something funny? I've been playing against that boss all day yesterday. I can't pass it. So I almost did. There was one moment, yo, inches away, inches from his health, almost done. And I couldn't finish it. I'm like, you know what? All right. So then I discovered now that I could summon characters now to help me out. Not co-op wise, but I'm talking about like wolves and stuff like that, you know.
Ghost wolves
and et cetera. So now I'm like level 20. Or so, Pete, I'm in. Now I get the hype. I get the hype now. You know, I've been discovering new levels, new worlds. Like, I went even underground. I'm like, yo, this is a totally different location. This isn't even on a map. It's totally way off the map, you know? So I've been having a lot of fun. Is this game for everyone? No, it's not for everyone. It's it's very frustrating, like playing this at first, not knowing what to do, where to go. Because I'm so used to playing games where it'll tell you, hey, there's a quest here, go here, there's a side quest, et cetera, right? This one is like, you're on your own. Here, they'll give you little tutorials on things to do, you know, items that you receive, spells, characters that you meet in the game. But yo, after that, you're all good. Look, now I got a horse now in the game now. Like, I'm going everywhere. Like, I get the hype. I get the hype. I get it. But still, Margin and all these bosses are frustrating as hell, though, man. But that's, I think that's the fun part about the game, man, overall.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to hear that you're getting to the point where you enjoy it, because a game, most games, most Souls-like games, right, are very unforgiving to players, right? If you've played Dark Souls, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. I don't know if I will play it, simply because RPGs for me just are very, very few and far between when it comes to being engaging enough to take my attention away from life, right? I am not as fortunate as before, where I don't have the free time like I used to devote to as much video games. So when I do get a chance to play, you know, it's very, very focused and time consuming. That being said, man, I feel bad for players when I watch I go through my timeline and I see the videos of people getting literally, I think they kill Margit, and like he has like this one final swing as he dies and kills the guy and kills the character. I think, I don't know if it's Margit or if it's a different boss, but I've seen it's the video.
Not Margit. I killed him with, like, I just joined a random world. And we did it together as a team, co-op. We killed him. So there is no final swing. Okay. I think that's another character.
Then it's got to be another one. But it's seeing that would be enough for me to flip my desk and throw everything out the garbage. There's a window right here to my right, straight out, monitors and all. It's games that give me that are overtly difficult aren't what I would consider fun. Again, subjective. This is my personal opinion. Others enjoy the difficulty level. I know us, when we played originally, you know, the difficulty level was the difficulty level. We didn't have a choice to drop to easy or medium. Everything was on a set difficulty, and it was what it was. Also, not having a pause button makes things extremely difficult. especially now, like once you're in an engagement, you're in the engagement and that's it. You have to finish it or else you're going to be in trouble. I know that you're having issues. You had issues on PC, and because it's a port from PC, or it's a port from console into PC, it's traditionally, there's always going to be some bugs. So also considering it's a week old, maybe 9 days old.
I've been having it for over a week.
I get it. But like, I mean, it still has one of the most incredible launches we've had in recent memory, though, at the end of the day, if you really think about it, right? It's got, I think, 96, as of this morning, 96 million hours watched on Twitch and YouTube, et cetera.
Insane.
953,000 peak concurrent players yesterday on Steam alone. Mm-hmm. On Steam alone, not including console, just Steam. And 920,000 concurrent viewers on Twitch as of this morning. Those are unreal numbers if you think about it. You know, just not a lot of games really get that kind of a launch. And yeah, this game does come with a lot of cachet. So there's, you know, you're coming from an established developer in From Software. You've got George R.R. Martin helping contribute to the story. So, you know, it's going to be well written. And again, it's a Souls/Bourne game, so the difficulty is always going to be there. So at the end of, you know, just, I think I can watch it, but I can't play it. It's one of those things. It's kind of like watching the raid this morning, watching the recap of the raid from yesterday from Destiny, right? It was frustrating watching it because you couldn't participate, and just seeing the mechanics of people you know, whether you're going up against Margit or anybody else. It's just insane. Just some of the moves that the bosses do that, like, and then there's other players. I can't remember this person's name, but I sent the video to Tony on Twitter. This person plays it like they were born, like they've been playing it for 30 years. And they, you know, they're just smooth with it, right? And so Shout out to those are the ones that if I'm gonna watch, I'll watch them play it, because they'll play it the way it needs to be played, and I don't have to ruin the experience for myself.
Yeah, and here's the thing: like, it's not because the game is difficult. I just, like you were saying earlier, P, like I have a lot of things going on and behind the scenes, personal, like good things, you know. But I've just been busy. I've been busy with work, with life in general, and that's why I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I've been sick for the past couple days that I was like, let me just try and play it. And I think that's one of the reasons. I just wanted to play something new. You know, I try to play other games, and I was like, and I had it in my head the whole time, just go and play Elden Ring. Just go and play it. And I'm having a lot of fun. Now, do I see myself playing this all year long? No, but as of right now, I'm playing it, you know, and I'm playing other games that I'm not allowed to talk about, but I'm addicted. And I see why the game is getting a lot of great reviews and the hype. Everybody's talking about it, you know. Everybody that I know is talking about it. So now, I know you mentioned about PC issues.
Mm-hmm.
When I started playing this on PC, that was not the issue that I decided not to play it through to the PC version. I felt like it was better for me to sit down on a couch and just play it on a bigger screen and just chill, you know. And also been testing it out, playing through using the X-Screen device. So, but yeah, it's been good. Now, yesterday I noticed a lot of PC issues. Like I was playing it and it was freezing up, and I even got killed because of that too. So that was pretty annoying. And one thing I noticed playing the Xbox version is when I try to join other people's worlds or people joining my world, sometimes we'll say unable to find the server, so the character or the person that either I summon. That was a pain in the butt playing that, trying to do that. Joining worlds or people joining my world. It was always like disconnected or something like that. Or maybe they just randomly joined another world. Maybe it was because of the timing too. But I think it's a must-have. I think if you're a fan of these type of games, and this is not an RPG, I find this more of like an action adventure game.
Okay.
I don't see it as an RPG at all, in my opinion.
Okay.
Might be wrong. I might be wrong.
Man, it could be an action. How about this? Action RPG, and everybody wins, right?
You could say that. Yeah, or action RPG. Yeah, action RPG is fine. Action RPG is fine. But anything else from Elden Ring? And also, I know you mentioned about Destiny, too. I know yesterday was raid day.
Mm-hmm.
How was the raid? How was that? And actually, I think I got to take this sweater off. I'm like sweating my butt off right now.
No.
So go ahead. Well, take this off. Go ahead.
No, nothing else on Elden Ring. Just, you know, again, congratulations to From Software. All the, you know, they've earned all the successes they've got. I'll continue to watch it on stream. I won't play it. It's just, it's not for me. I like my gaming setup way too much to want to risk or endanger that. So congratulations to them on a successful launch. As far as raid day yesterday, I myself haven't participated in it. I'm not even enough. I'm not high enough light even. I'm barely getting to the 1500s right now on my light. So I haven't even finished the campaign. But
interesting. I thought they reset all the lights.
Well, everybody's reset to 1350. But if you know, as if people who have played it for the last, who have no lifed it for the last 2-3 weeks, they're at, you know, 1600 or 1590 or something like that, which is more than sufficient to go into the raid. It was done. I think it was a 7-hour raid, 7-hour and change, by Team Elysium. Datto was like 3 minutes behind. There's been, you know, just a few glitches. Some people did get disconnects in the middle of the raid and stuff like that. But man,
okay.
again.
You're like, hell no, I'm good.
I wrote it on Twitter earlier today. I don't know what's more frustrating or anxiety ridden, watching it or actually participating in it. You know, shout out to all the Guardians that went out there. Look, the game is fun enough that it's got me playing it on my off time more so than PUBG this week. Like the last 2 weeks, if I just want to jump on and play, I don't have to go in and dedicate myself to playing online. I can just jump on, play a little bit of the campaign, or jump on and do a Vanguard, or you know, or do a Nightfall or something like that. And it whets the appetite just enough to play, but not enough to revert back to the old Destiny Wives Club days, right? Where it's I'm up till the hour, you know, the late hours, and playing. It's fun. It's enjoyable. I'm having a good time with the bits that I am playing.
Dope. Yeah, shout out to Bungie.
Would you go back into Destiny?
That's what I was gonna say. I have a code. I haven't redeemed it yet. One is because, again, I've been busy. So I think I'm gonna try it out.
I mean, it's fun. Now, I mean, it's also early enough that everybody can play. And also the cool thing, yeah. I like, I wish Paris was here so we could talk. You know, it could be Destiny Talk Radio for a little bit. But there's
the return of Destiny, yeah, Talk Radio.
Destiny Talk Radio. There are, it's cool that it gives you a regular difficulty and a legendary difficulty. Legendary difficulty caps your light level at 1350. So no matter what weapons you put on, you're always at 1350 light, right? Enemies are a little more tougher. They're a little more aggressive. Some of the enemies will drop a pit of fire when they die, so you can't just like immediately rush over. And you will get more. You'll get better loot at the end of the campaign versus. Sorry about that. You'll get better loot at the end of the campaign than you would if you went just normal. Mm-hmm. So I think that was really, really cool. But I want to try to get some. I love the fact that you've got cross save, cross platform. I was playing with a friend of ours, that a communal friend that you and I know. Yesterday, during the day, I just jumped on. I saw that he was on, and I joined his fire team, and we played for like about 35-45 minutes before I had to leave. So I'm curious and seeing if like maybe I get that itch to jump on and have everybody, you know, jump in and run through the raid or run through missions like we did back in the day. So I don't know. It's cool enough and it's new enough that it's got me back in, but it hasn't like hooked. It hasn't sunk in its hooks into me like it did in the past, which honestly I'm okay with.
Yeah. Hopefully when Paris joins us next time, we should talk to him about Destiny. I know I invited him on Next Play at G4. Mm-hmm. And he was breaking it down, like, why he's excited about the game. Because there's a lot of people that still to this day don't play Destiny, you know what I'm saying? So, but I know one thing that he mentioned to us during the interview, he mentioned that this is like Destiny 3. It's like a totally
essentially,
new game,
yeah.
You know, so
it's, yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. So I'm very excited to try it out, you know. Cool. Pete, I think we're going to go to the next topic, and I'm excited to talk about this. I hit up Upspec Gaming, a company based in Australia. I know they had a Kickstarter campaign about a device called X-Screen. X-Screen is it's a accessory where you could connect it directly to your Xbox Series S. So I was like curious. I'm like, all right, let me hit them up to see, you know, if they're down to either come to the show or we could, you know, review it. And they're like, oh, you know, because of the timing, they live all the way in Australia, we're here. They just decided to send the device, and I'm very excited about this. So the reason why I'm excited is because I love traveling, and when I travel, I always take my Nintendo Switch. But I was always curious to see if there's something like that for the Xbox Series S, and the reason is that the console is very, very small, easy to pack it up, take it anywhere, you know. So with this device, you could attach it to the side, at the back part of the Xbox Series S, cool. and there is an HDMI and also USB. This is powered up by the USB for inside the console. So it's 1080p, 60 frames a second, of course. And I've been playing a lot of Elden Ring, Forza. I even watched the news while I was working. I was leaving, you know, I had my Sling app up because I want to know what's going on around the world, you know. So I did that. It has speakers. The speakers is okay. It's not groundbreaking, but it's good enough for the sound, right? There is a couple buttons under the screen, and it's for brightness, menu, and also volume. It takes a while to lower the volume down. Mm-hmm. So if, let's say, I'm going to go on a flight, I'm probably going to use headset, of course, because I'm not going to blast everyone with the sound of the from the console, you know. But I think I'm going to do it that way. And you could also have it attached where you could have it standing like this. So there's another accessory where you could put the stands at the bottom of the console. The bad thing about that is when the console gets hot, the heat is going to go to your face. So right. I prefer to have it sitting down like this, where it's just facing down, screen up. I think it's a lot easier to control. Now, I have to warn everybody that's going to buy this device. First of all, this is a must have, in my opinion, if you have an Xbox Series S, if you want to play this on the go. If you are planning to get this, make sure to go to the settings. And I know there's a feature where if you turn off any devices connected to the console, it will also turn off the console. Make sure to do that, because the one thing I did that I noticed it was a huge mistake on my part is I put the screen down. The console was still on. Oh. So the fan was still blowing, but it was covered, the part where the right. fan goes out, right? So when I opened it, and it was there for like a good 15 minutes, I totally forgot about it. It was hot as hell. So if you do that, you'll be fine. You close it. We'll turn off the console off. Like, look, I'm going to show you very quick live on camera. There you go. See, I'm going to turn it off. And look, the console's off right there. Boom. You see?
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to turn it on like this, you know, or turn it on and turn it off. So it's a must have. I think I'm enjoying this a lot. I see myself while traveling taking this with me. They also sent me a case where I could put the console, everything, connect the X screen there, controller, cable, and I could just take it anywhere I want. You know, it's very easy to carry. Now, I wish it's exactly the color of the console. You can't see it on screen, but in person, it's a little bit different white color compared to the Xbox Series S.
Right.
You know, so, and that's a minor things, but this is a must-have. I'm telling right now, if you have the console, mm-hmm. make sure to try this out. It only costs, and I'm going to go right now in real time, I'm going to go to the website. It's $249 just the attachment, but I also have other things to sell too, like the cases, also for like the stand, etc. So it's really, really cool. Yeah, so 1080p. Stereo speakers, built-in controls, of course, when I mentioned you could change the brightness. I did turn it down a bit, and also you could also control the volume in there. So, yeah. What were you going to say, something, Pete?
Is it only available for the One S, or is there a model also for the Xbox One X, or the Series X?
Not One S.
Sorry, the Series
X. Series S. Yeah, as of right now, it's only for the Series S.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm loving this. I've been using it a lot. I've been playing Elden Ring like crazy through this device. Like yesterday, Ree was also playing Elden Ring.
Got it.
And I went to the living room. She was playing on the big screen, and I was playing this on the small screen, of course. And we were playing together, you know. So things like that, I think, is awesome. And like I said, you take it anywhere. You know, it's very easy to carry it around and everything, man. So yeah, it's pretty dope. A lot of people have been asking me questions like, is it worth it? I'm like, yeah, it's right. 100% worth it. Yeah.
Where does the power connect to? Like, does it still connect to power like in the wall, or does it like have like a built-in battery?
It's through the console. Through the console. It's through the USB.
But it's like you still need to power the Xbox. You still need to power the console.
Yeah, only the console. That's right. It. Once you power the console and you turn it on, the screen turns on.
Got it.
Yeah. So it covers, let me see if I could take this thing out right here. See on the side?
Yep.
I'm gonna show you very quick, and this is real time for those that are watching the Twitch. It's very, very easy to take this out and attach it if I want. Very easy. It's not complicated or anything like that. Can you do it through the side of the back part of the console? So let me see if I can detach it right here. All right. Sorry, guys. This is real time.
No. I think that sells it better, right? Maybe yeah. Sell it better. Look, is not the right word,
you see what I'm saying? That's so really cool. Right here at the bottom of the screen, there's a HDMI and also USB in the back, right? And there's a hole under the screen, which is for your, if you want to put your SSD card to the console.
Okay.
And also the power outlet cable. You connect it there, and that's it. That's all you need.
Wow, that is really slick.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool, man. This is honestly genius, whoever came up with this.
It's funny because I remember back in the day there was that guy Ben Heckendorf or something like that that would do these mods for Xbox consoles. Essentially, you know, he would essentially do similar concept, but affixing a laptop screen to your console. And you know, especially nowadays where things are in such a small, compact format like the Series S and the Series X, it's amazing now that you can legitimately put these in a backpack, jump on an airplane, and if your seat has a power connector, you can power it up and just sit there and play on your Xbox in the middle of your flight. Now, because I know you're a big proponent of xCloud, would you prefer to play your games now on something like this, or would you prefer to have the portability and the small form factor of your phone or an iPad?
I'm glad you asked that question, because you know what was the first game that I played?
What?
First game that I played, and I even took a picture. You could go back to my tweets. I thank UpSpec for them to send me this device, right? It was actually Forza Horizon 5, but it was through the S Cloud. And I was playing that for like a good 30 minutes.
Mm.
And it was fine. Chilling, you know. And it was all through Wi-Fi. There was nothing connected directly to the console. All Wi-Fi. Mm. And I was doing that for a while, playing it using this. So cool. If I'm going to go on a flight, there's no way I'm going to play S Cloud, you know.
Right.
It's going to be a terrible experience. But if you have the game downloaded, this is perfect for you to just play it like that on the screen.
Got it.
Just make sure to download it before anything.
Of course.
So like a game like Tunic, you know, Forza. Now, I had to get used to the smaller screen because all my screens on the house is way bigger than this, you know. But once you got used to it, I'm fine. I was fine playing this, man. Now, I'm very curious to see what other devices I could connect this to. Because it's powered by USB, so if I get a cable connected here and HDMI, it will work on any device.
Technically, you could. I mean, you could just get some like double sided tape and throw that on your PS5. You just gotta walk around.
Yeah, I mean, with that big console, yeah. But I think it works for this. Now, would I be super excited to do something like this for like that Series X or PS5? Nah, I don't think so, man. It's that to me is more for the home, but the series S is so small. I could take that anywhere, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that is cool.
Yeah. Now, do you see yourself like, let's say you have a Series S, right? Do you see yourself buying like something like this, like just for travel?
If I had a Series S, and this actually starts to like open up the avenues for travel, for getting. Not having to the investment of buying a gaming laptop, which could run you upwards of like, you know, $1,100, $1,200, $1,300, $1,500, you just get a Series S, and you get that screen cover, and boom, you're done. You have everything. You know, you essentially now have your portable gaming, and it's no different than playing at home, right? Especially if you've already got game saves. Hell, I could do that. Just bring a keyboard and mouse. And essentially, I could go and play Destiny, you know, the latest Destiny campaign on the road without yep. having to worry about it, you know, like, 'cause I know I've got business trips where I'm gone for 1-2 weeks at a time. I don't have to worry about, you know, bringing a gaming laptop. And well, I mean, I guess if I'm bringing my keyboard and mouse, it's no different, but I mean, it's essentially, you know, an all-in-one. I could throw it in my backpack alongside my laptop, my work laptop, and be done and just play with everything else and have all of the fixings of regular gaming, but none of the, not having the requirement of having to be stuck at home or hoping that the TV in the hotel will allow the a connection from a third-party device, because usually those are locked down with encryption. So this is really cool. This is
honestly, P, if you want to buy it, you already know. Go for it. You want to get it. You know what I'm saying? And look, look at the case. For those who are watching, for those who are watching the Twitch version, it came with a black case, and I could just fit. This super small. Look, I could carry this anywhere, man. It's very, very small, comfortable to carry. Dude, this is like genius. For those who came up with this. You know, and there was even people from the Xbox team liking my tweet, like, yo, I think I'm going to get this, because this, technically, this is not licensed at all from Xbox. So the company made this on their own, you know, so, hey, it's all good. So yeah, for those that are not, curious, go buy it. What's up?
Not me on my other screen looking at it, hovering over the buy with PayPal button.
Hey, dude. Hey, I'm serious. I think you should get it. Especially you, that you travel a lot. Pete, this is like the perfect device for you. I this is the perfect device for me, because I travel all the time, pre-pandemic and sometimes during the pandemic. But yeah, this is good.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
One more thing I want to say. I really wanted to talk to Paris about Halo Infinite, because I just he's not here, but I know there was an article that I was just reading the other day. Actually, I think it was like a couple of days ago. It says now, this is from 343. It says that it needs more time for the co-op and Forge modes for them to start working on this, and it looks like now it will arrive later in season 2. With split screen arriving after that. Your thoughts about that, Pete? About, you know, 343 taking their time and everything. Yeah. Look, the game is fun. I love the campaign. You know, I play that still because I finished it, the preview version, but I wanted to also finish it again for the retail version. And I already have done everything with multiplayer. I've been playing this a lot with, you know, with Rihanna and Fist Pump. Shout out to him and a couple other people. And I'm already hit 100. This is my first game when it comes to like season modes. I complete the whole thing, you know. So I love the game, you know. But I do agree that it's disappointing not having co-op in there, not having a couple other features. And we need more content. What else are they going to do? Like, when this was announced that season one is going to last all the way to May, I was like, that's way too long. I'm so used to games like PUBG, Apex, Call of Duty, Warzone, that there's season is only, what, like 3 months or so? Even mm-hmm. Fortnite is like that too, right?
Yep.
But having it for that long is too much, in my opinion. But go for it.
So, you were gonna say something? I've got three questions, and we can either answer all of them here or we can have them set aside for another conversation. First, was launching Halo Infinite now incomplete the bigger mistake, right? Now that we know that this is not going to be something that we're going to have at the beginning of season two in May, right? It's going to come out either somewhere mid or after. Second question, did we inadvertently give Microsoft a pass because we just all wanted a new Halo, even accepting a certain, even accepting the fact that, you know, normally included components, Forge, co-op, split screen, etc., would be added later? And did Game Pass make it easier for 343 and Microsoft to release just this, just the campaign and the multiplayer without it? Like, did Game Pass enable 343 and Microsoft to release an incomplete title?
Yes and no. Is it complete? No. Did I have fun with it? Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I still put it in my favorite game of the last year. So,
yeah, and it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say. I think if they would have released this sooner, like say January, February, maybe even March, I'll be like, okay, it's fine. But yo, May, once you like done with the game and it's been over,
it's 6 months
of six
that'll
months,
be 6 months after.
Yeah, but here's the thing, No Man's Sky. Even now with Cyberpunk, you know, they've been releasing a lot of updates. Even recently, I think that was one of the biggest updates for the game of Cyberpunk, mm-hmm. you know, especially for the consoles. And this is now for next gen. So on that part, dude, that's the one that I'm like, kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm having fun with the game. It's not like we bought the game and we couldn't even play anything at all. We played it, Pete. I have tons of hours of Halo Infinite, mm-hmm. both campaign and multiplayer. Is it incomplete? Yes. Am I mad? Kind of, but I'm more disappointed, not mad. I'm more disappointed it wasn't available in the game. But I know it's going to be there in the future. You know, now if the game never got out, never came out during December of last year, dude, you know the internet will be trashing 343 and Xbox because of it too. So it's like there's no win-win, man, at all.
I don't know if it's a win-win. That's the part. Right? And like you said, it's more disappointment than anything else. But mm-hmm. was it because we just wanted a new Halo, or when we were ready to accept less than 100%, or was it because we're more forgiving now? And it's crazy because there is that email from, you know, where we, you know, there's that voicemail that I don't know if we're going to play it, but from Keon, but it's like, should we accept less? Like, should we as consumers have been okay with it? Look, again, no shade to Xbox or no shade to 343. Creating a video game is not easy. It's way beyond my skill set. And I'm fairly certain it's way beyond the skill set of most of the people listening or watching on this stream. Mm-hmm. But should we have, as consumers, have been okay with that? Like, I mean, it is what it is, right? I'm a Game Pass subscriber. I took advantage of the fact that I could, you know, best value in gaming, you know, $10 a month or whatever. And I'm able to play, you know, this and, you know, a bunch of other games day one, day and date with everybody else as if, you know, I went out to the store or I waited in line to get the game. And that's great. But
yeah,
did having Game Pass enable either Xbox or 343 to release a less than stellar or less, I wouldn't say less than stellar is the wrong word, or a less than complete expected release. Like, even though we knew that it wasn't going to come out with that, did having Game Pass make it easier because they knew that more people were still going to be able to play it as a result?
I don't know. It's because of Game Pass, Pete. I think it's beyond that, man. It's beyond that. I think, dude, the game was originally was going to launch
a year ago, the year before that.
Yeah. The same time that the Xbox Series S and X was going to come out. Mm-hmm. This was going to be the first time that that's ever happened since the launch of Halo back in 2001 with Xbox, the original Xbox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been the 20th anniversary of both.
Yeah. 343 decided to push it, and it made sense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but do you think it would have made more sense to give it another six months, a year, to give them time to fully polish it and release all of it, Forge and single player co-op split screen? Would you have preferred to have all of that day one?
Oh, of course. Or would of course you... I wanted that day one. Of course. It's just complicated because I've been having fun with the game. It's not like Cyberpunk that a lot of people purchased it. Mm-hmm. And it was unplayable.
Because the game is playable. On PC, I didn't have any issues with it whatsoever. So
yeah, but not everybody has a PC.
I get that.
The majority is all consoles.
Look, consoles are a much bigger demographic. I get that.
And we're gonna move on. But everybody that got this game on console and PC, they play this game. They love the campaign. They love the multiplayer. Is it perfect? No. Is it incomplete? Yes. So. It's like it's a different conversation, man. That, you know, like if it was like Cyberpunk or No Man's Sky that it was unplayable, different conversation we're gonna have. But you know, I'm just more disappointed more than anything.
Of course.
But I'm still gonna play Halo. I'm still gonna play it, you know. So should we go with a voicemail now?
You can. I mean,
I think we should. Yeah, sure, we'll go.
Let's do it. Content for our listeners.
We do it live, and look, I'm gonna keep it real, guys. Like I was like feeling like crap yesterday, and I was like, I didn't know I was gonna go on. I was like last minute. I was like, Pete, I'll go on. It's all good. All right, so let's go with fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right. Good morning. This is Game Trooper. I was listening to your episode 1194 and 1195, so I have a few comments. Far as Nintendo shutting down the eShop and everything like that, I guess there's a lot of ways to look at it from a business side, since I am a business owner, you know, we're a video game store. For us, it's beneficial because we do sell 3DS and Wii U games in store. So, you know, that would encourage people to come to the store and buy some of the titles that we have. You know, so for us, we see it as a positive. For myself being a gamer, you know, I can see that as a conflict in the fact that some games I won't be able to download on my Wii U or my 3DS that I still play both platforms. Certain games I like to play on certain platforms, even though it's older. You know, and it is a lot of good titles on both systems. And also far as now the system wise with, digital versus disc and stuff like that, we try to encourage in our store, we try to encourage people to, buy consoles, that offer the disc and digital. So far as like, okay, for example, the PS5. When people come in to buy the PS5, we encourage them to buy the disc version only because you're not locking yourself in for situations like eShops being closed down and stuff like that. If you buy a system that has both functionalities, you're not limiting your, you know, your capacity of what you have access to. So we always encourage people, hey, get the disc version. You have more options. You come into the store and buy disc from us. You know, if you want to go online and buy disc games, you have that option. And then plus we are in a smaller town. So the service, the internet service, the Wi-Fi service might not be that great depending on where they live, whether it's in town or in the country, you know, vice versa. So, you know, regardless of the internet, you still be able to play your system, if that makes any kind of sense. So those are just, you know, some things that, you know, we push. You know, we do also sell like PlayStation 2 games in store and GameCube and Wii games. But we try not to, we don't really consider ourselves a retro game store because we don't go back no further than that. But I just like to say we enjoy the podcast. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Lots of good discussions, lots of great comments. And yeah. All right. Later.
Hey, what's going on, Gamer Tag Radio? I hope you brothers are doing well. First off, let me say thank you guys for the content, especially you, Danny. I know you're very busy, man, so the efforts are very, very well appreciated. But the question that I wanted to ask you guys is, are gamers today entitled and spoiled? And the reason why I ask that is because I've been seeing, and of course the internet is not everybody. We know this. We know we're a small group, the hardcore. But it's been going around that Horizon Forbidden West got an 88, and that's supposed to be some kind of bad score. Everybody wants 90s and 100s. That's impossible. I mean, that's almost impossible to hit that every single time. So this narrative that's going around that an 88 is a bad score, to me, that I feel like that's outrageous, you know. But the other thing, the entitlement. I know Game Pass is a service. It's a great service. But people not wanting to pay for the games, or I'll just wait for it to go to Game Pass. Oh, I'm not going to buy it. I'll wait for Game Pass. I'm like, man, where is the industry going? I mean, could that have some negative effects? I believe so. If people don't want to pay for the games, the quality has to eventually go down. You know, but I went on a rant. Sorry about that. But I would love to get you guys' opinions. Are gamers entitled and spoiled? Thank you guys so much for your hard work again. And everything that you guys do. So with that being said, you guys take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm going to shout out to Keon for calling it, always calling us. I love that he's always supporting us. You know, there was a time he was kind of quiet, you know, and now he's coming back with more content. So please, Keon, keep it up, man. I love when you call, man. Yes, the answer is yes. People are just spoiled, man. I think overall... One is, I've been seeing the reviews of Horizon and Elden Ring and other games, and people will grab those scores and compare it and turn it into like this console war BS. You know, why not we all celebrate that studios are creating great, great content, great, great games for us to enjoy? If you go back during the early days when there was only two consoles available, back in the early days, that's all we had. That's it. Now there's so much content, more than ever, so much games that we could play. Let's enjoy that. You know, just recently, you know, I was at DICE over a week ago with Ree, and I got to see a bunch of people. Phil Spencer, I got to talk to him. Shout out to him. I know he got a Lifetime Achievement Award at DICE. Ed Boon was there, the whole industry, dude. There was people from PlayStation there, Xbox, Nintendo. We all got to hang out. Everybody was hanging out. It was not a war like some gang war, Clubs and Crips, you know, like it's not none of that, you know. You know, it's ridiculous. Like people think that this is like a war, like an actual war going on a piece of, because of a piece of plastic. Let's enjoy it, dude. During an interview on IGN, Phil Spencer said that, man. Let's enjoy gaming. Let's enjoy it. Let's not grab games and turn into like this battle online and turn into this console war BS, man. And I think we have to stop promoting that nonsense online. I stopped engaging with people when it comes to like that type of content that people are hitting me up, like, hey Danny, the console war. Dude, I'm done with that. Like I've been stopping and ignoring people that have been posting that crap to me. I just block them, mute them. I just don't want to talk about it. I'd rather promote good things, man, that's been happening in our industry, you know. And now when people, I know when Keon mentioned about reviews, Pete, just a couple minutes ago, you talked about Destiny. Destiny got a 6, the first Destiny. You remember that, Pete? That was the greatest 6 ever. The greatest game that got a 6 ever. Ever. We were playing that for hours, for days, for months.
Yep.
You know, look, everybody's going to have different opinions about games, man. Some good, some bad. But at the end of the day, it's buy whatever you want. It's your money. It's your money. It's not just because it's a 5 or 6, that's like the end of the world, man.
Especially when they've got little to no tie to the actual company making said game. And yes, it's subjective. Everybody is allowed to have their opinion. That's the greatest thing about being a human on this planet. We have the God-given right to have our own opinion and to voice it when we are not happy or when we're displeased with the outcome of something. But that doesn't enable any of us to speak down or speak ill of another person for whatever reason. Look, and I know it's probably something that we all talk about on this show ad nauseum, and we'll continue to talk about it, but it's your choice. If you want to play with the black box that got the green X on it, you go play. If you want to go play with that big white starship looking thing that Sony makes, you go right ahead. You want to go play with the little red thing that's, you've got the little pew pew buttons all over the place from Nintendo, you go ahead and you do that. You want to buy all three, you do all three of them. Or you don't want to buy any of them and you want to just play on PC. You do whatever the hell you want. And that's the greatest part of gaming. But that doesn't allow you to talk down or to belittle someone because they disagree with your choice of plastic box. Okay? Yes, I think in today's day, I think a lot of gamers have a sense of entitlement. And I don't know if it's entitlement, more so allegiance to plastic, where we shouldn't. You're allowed to be a fan, but you don't have to be an a-hole about it. So let people play what they want to play. Let people have an opinion on what it is. And if it's not to what you believe or what you think, it's going to be okay. You can go right on with your life and it's not going to stop anybody or anything from happening or make this place any worse or any better. So just, can we just go back to playing video games because they were fun? Please? Mm-hmm. It's not a bad ask, right? It's not a hard ask. Can we just play video games and have fun again? I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what is the goal of people seeing other companies going downhill. I don't know what, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And I know Keon mentioned about Game Pass. Look, Keon, it's optional. Optional. People could either subscribe or not. And
the best part, you can subscribe.
Just buy games. That's it.
Yeah. You could cancel your subscription.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? You could have the greatest deal in gaming and then subscribe and then pause it.
Yeah.
And go on about your life and then come back and resubscribe and it's okay. Yeah. Just play the games, dude. Just have fun. Who cares what other people say?
To this day, Pete, I know people that all they have at their house is the original Wii, the Xbox 360.
Good for them.
And that's all. And they're happy. That's all they play. And they don't care about getting the new hot console. They don't.
No, just be look out. Just look out next year when the eShop closes.
All day. But hey, they can still buy physical games in stores.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Look, before I wrap it up, I just want to show you guys very quick. I got the new cool swag care package of Tunic. This is the chest box of Tunic. I'm going to show you real quick. So, this is the booklet. It talks about everything in the game. This one page I can't show you, but it's everything about the game. You know, just want to show that real quick. this is like a notepad here. I could take notes. And it has like the Tunic language there.
Nice.
This is a map of the game. Tunic Graffiti. Tunic Graffiti. This is a map of the game too. Man, this reminds me so much of like the old Zelda Link to the Past, like the type of vibe. Look at this. The map. It's pretty cool. Also, stickers, pins. And Pete, we got to see this game like how long ago? Was it 2017? 2018?
Man.
This is a long time ago we got to see this game.
It's got
to
be 17 or 18, look, I think.
That's pretty cute. Yeah. And another puzzle piece.
2017.
Now, I have to find this puzzle piece. I don't know everybody whoever's watching this. If you know other creators that have this, please let me know because we all have to work together and get these pieces and we have to put everything together. I just don't know who else has it. I think Greg Miller has it. I got to hit him up. But that's about it.
Yeah, it was originally announced at the PC Gaming Show 2017 as Secret Legend, and then the following year at E3 2018, it was renamed to Tunic.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, it's going to be out for Xbox and also PC, Steam.
10 days.
This game is not an Xbox Game Pass. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
So if you want to support... And you think Game Pass is like the worst thing ever? Go and support. A lot of people that have been talking, you know, this nonsense about Game Pass is bad and all this stuff. This is your opportunity to go and buy the game and support. There you go. That's all I want to say. Very quick. And this is coming from someone that's been sick for days. I'm tired of this, man. Tired of this nonsense, yo. All right. Anything else, people, before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's it. I think we've pissed off enough people on the show now.
I know, right? And look, Pete. I said to you earlier, yo, we're gonna do it for like 30 minutes because I'm not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And look, I got excited.
Hour,
it's been an hour, hour. That's how you do it.
All right, well, go drink some Moritz Soñando or something like that. Cool the back of your throat.
I know, right? And I'm probably gonna play more Elden Ring and get pissed and throw my.
There you go. Exactly. Well, you got enough controllers now, so you can go through them all.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot. I do have a lot. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. Episode 1197. Please continue to listen to the show. We're about to hit 13 million listens because of you, the listeners, the community from around the world supporting us. Thank you so, so much for doing that. And make sure to head over to any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Follow us, subscribe, or even post a review. P, have you posted a review yet?
No.
On Spotify? Go ahead right now. It only takes a couple seconds.
All right. Hold on a second. I will do that right now.
You could do that. You could do that on your phone, not on a PC. Phone.
I can do it on PC. Why can't I do it on PC?
You can't. It won't let you.
Let me do it.
There's no option.
Why not?
Can you do it?
Choice of platform, goddammit.
Hey, look, mobile. Go to your mobile. Look, I'm going to go mobile. Go to Spotify right now and search for Gamertag Radio. Oh, no, I already posted my review. Look at it. Boom. We have 4.7 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Thank you, sir. So that's, look at it, real time, baby, real time. Now we have 198 reviews.
Boom.
Well, thank you, sir. Please keep it up. And for those who are listening, you too can do it in real time. Not only on Spotify, but also Apple Podcasts and other apps. Just search for Gamertag Radio and help us out. Now, if you would like to be part of our family segment and also join Keon for calling every week, this is how you could also contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone, for the support and also joining here. We'll be back. We have more content coming up in the future, and hopefully I have a couple things to to announce a couple of stuff that I've been working on and very excited to talk about it. So, wow, P, how many reviews do we have on iTunes? Oh, wait, but this is the Switzerland version, right?
No, it's the regular Apple Podcast, dude. Regular Apple Podcast.
I know, but I'm saying, Pete, look, for those that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Pete is showing his review of Apple Podcasts. The thing is, every country has their own store, so I don't know if Pete is in the U.S. store or the Switzerland store of Apple Podcasts.
I don't know. I'm seeing Kenny T 85, Tune Medic, Pod Tracker.
Okay, so you're in the U.S. version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Switzerland version might be different. I don't know. We might have one review. I mean, I don't know. It's in Switzerland. People be the only one. The only one over there. Hey, if there's anybody from Switzerland besides Pete, please let us know. I'm very curious.
There are.
I know we have listeners over there.
I'm sure there are. At least one, please.
Yeah. The craziest story that I ever heard was Pete and Paris were in Paris, France. They were flying back. When they took the plane flying from Paris to the United States, there was a listener there like, "Hey guys, I'm a huge fan." Inside the plane, do you remember that, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
We never mentioned this publicly. That was crazy.
I don't know. Have we talked about this?
We have never talked about publicly. No. That was pretty cool. But see, You never know who's listening. You never know. All right, guys. Until next time. We're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.